Hey, buddy, welcome to Matt Men, your source for all things professional wrestling. I'm Andrew Zarian. I'm joined by the missing one, Rich Stambolian.
I'm the missing link. I'm the missing person.
Where's Rich?
You'll never find me.
Rich is back in studio.
But when I'm gone from here, you'll never find me.
I'll never find you when you leave. That's how it works. What's going on, man?
Nothing, man. How you doing?
All right, not bad. Yeah. You know, stressful week.
Yeah.
I don't think I even told anybody what happened after we went out last week for my birthday.
Yeah, you lost your mind.
I lost my mind.
You lost your mind. Your reaction to the day was one of the troops in Saving Private Ryan before they get to Normandy, and you're in the boat, and then you freak out. And then everybody's like, what's wrong with Andrew? He's like, I can't do this no more.
I got sideswiped in front of my house.
You weren't in the car.
We were at a bar.
For your birthday.
For my birthday.
A lot of people at the bar for your birthday. You get a message that your car got sideswiped, and then like it was like you and Bob to the bat poles.
Can I tell you?
And you
buddy
guys,
cop film, man. That's yeah. It, me and Bob as detectives, the best thing ever.
He was already like a little deep, and so I imagine that car ride just being one big left turn.
No, I drove the whole
thing.
Oh,
did you?
Okay.
Yeah,
I flew. It was not so essentially, long story short, this woman sideswiped my car, then demanded to give us $500. And I'm like, dude, you just wiped out the side of my car.
She demanded money from you?
She said, I'll give you $500, but that's it. But if you call the cops, I'm leaving. It's pretty much. So we called the cops and she took off. My brother called the cops, took off. I chased her down, blocked her. I got her license and everything. Mm-hmm. Refused to give me her name and everything. We finally got her.
Wow.
Got her.
Good for you. And you went to the precinct too, right?
I went to the precinct. They came here. It was a whole thing. Whole thing. She does delivery for a company called, I believe, RX2Go.
Wow.
I believe. I may be wrong there.
Did Bob carry you into the precinct like the Pieta, like Pieta style? And you were like, no.
Yeah, that's how it was. He carried me. Yeah, so terrible day, but...
How much is it going to cost to fix your car?
Oh, like $6,000.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a brand new car. The car has 1,500 miles on it.
Wow.
So they got to swap out everything. Everything needs to go. That whole side.
It was like from the back to the front?
No, the door, the fender, the lights, the bumper, because I'm doing full replacements.
Did she take your mirror off?
No, but she did hit the mirror too. So there's like a little thing on the mirror. So
she must have been drinking.
You know what? I accused her of it.
Mm-hmm.
I said, are you on pharmaceuticals? My exact words.
And
she didn't speak any English, so she had no idea what I was saying. Yeah, so that was my day.
She was like, are you Dr. Anthony Fauci?
Hey, is it Anthony Fauci? Put your mask on. Take your mask off. I don't know anymore. So, so it was not a great birthday, but we are going to do a redo with everybody at the bar in a couple of weeks. So we'll plan that out. But Rich, how's your week been?
Not bad. Very busy. Very, very busy. It's like the world's opening up and everybody who's vaccinated is like, let's hang out, dude, which is great. And I love it.
You just don't want to see these people.
No. I do. I want to see my friends. But, you know, like a lot of stuff with the in-laws this week. So I got to be on my best behavior.
Uh-oh. Were you a bad boy?
No.
You just have a lot of stuff with the in-laws this week.
Not really. Like, yeah, we have like a lot of, it's like three family events this week and like, whatever, dude. Yeah.
I get it. Listen, I get it. A lot of wrestling to talk about. Last week, we broke some stories. This week, we broke some stories. So we're going to be going down this. Where do you want to begin, Rich? Do you want to begin with the stories or do you want to go on the notes?
Let's do the... You want to open with the news?
Yeah, let's do that.
And then we'll go into the notes.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
All right. There we go. Okay. Are you ready? We're ready.
All right.
AEW TV deal news. AEW Dynamite will be moved to TBS in 2022. AEW Rampage will premiere Friday, August 13th at 10 p.m. on TNT. Will also move to TBS in 2022. So why start the show on TNT? Is weird to me in August. I guess because they want to keep both the properties together.
Sure.
I would have started this thing on TBS and started a following on TBS.
I think there's more to this than meets the eye, and I think there's going to be an ultimate plan. Apparently, AEW stands to make between $10 and $98 million on this deal.
It's over $10 million. I believe when I asked, they said it was between $10 and
$20. Wow. Okay.
So I don't know what that means. It could be, and I also heard it's $10 to $40. I also heard it's $10. So I don't know the exact number, but it's over 10 million.
I think, honestly, like, I know people, or a lot of people are poo-pooing on this, but I feel like this is one of those things where I suspect that there's a lot more to it that's going to come out closer to when the move happens and, like, all the bigger stuff happens. Rampage. How do you like that name?
I like the, like, you know what I think of? Hmm. The video game.
Yeah, I think
King Kong and Godzilla.
I think of the fighter.
The fighter. Rampage Jackson?
Yeah.
Yeah, is that what you think of?
Yeah, I think he should host it.
Oh, you know what? It's possible. So they're going to be moving. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about this. Obviously, you know, if you look at the numbers for TBS and TNT, they're pretty much on par. They're in the same amount of homes. If you were to remove the NBA on TNT, you would have lower viewership numbers and lower demo than TBS. So as a channel, it probably fits them better for their demo. Mm-hmm. However, you know, TNT is a bigger station than TBS, in my eyes. I don't know about you.
I think they're about equal.
Do you see them as equal?
I think TNT, just because they have basketball, you know, like, I'm like, that's a station.
But they got American Dad and Family Guy on TBS.
Which is great, you know, I think, and Conan O'Brien, and a bunch of stuff. But I don't think it matters, especially because, like, they're so close on the dial.
Are that for? Well, I don't even know. I don't even have the dial.
Oh yeah, like they're like
for you
three channels apart on cable.
Okay,
so it's like you hit the guide and it's like it's right.
What
there.
Channel is it on cable right now?
I think it's 8.
Channel 8.
On Spectrum, I think it's 8, and TNT is 3.
So it used to be TNT always was 3, right? Yeah, you're right. 3 and 8 on Time Warner Cable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Got it.
So I don't know. I'm digging it. I bet you it's gonna bring like a new audience, and they're gonna promote it. They're gonna promote everything on both channels, though. I think that's the big thing, you know. And they're gonna promote it on basketball, and they're gonna promote it during whatever they need to do. So,
Listen, it's gonna be fine. So here's the other thing, right? TNT's gonna air. This all came out yesterday. TNT's gonna air 4 supercard shows per year on TNT. AEW will air it on TNT. So these are gonna be similar to like the specials that we've seen, like Blood and Guts and everything. Like this is their. Clash of the Champions, right?
Yeah.
This is their clash?
Yeah. Yeah.
So they're going to do 4 specials, which is great because they do need something else other than the 4 pay-per-views.
Yeah. Well, you're going to have Blood and Guts. You're going to have Fight for the Fallen.
Okay.
And there was another one.
Bash. But they called it something else, right? Didn't they call it something else?
They called it Bumming at the Beach.
Bumming at the Beach, okay.
Whatever like the summertime one is, and then... Something else.
Which
is cool. All right, you know, like I'm really down with that.
Yeah, listen, I think that's fine too. I don't think that I have a problem with that. I think that TBS will be TBS, I believe, is in just slightly a couple more homes. But nothing. I mean, it's on par. It really doesn't matter.
Yeah. It, you know, like you're getting it's from the same. This is why I'm saying, like, I think there's gonna be a lot more to this than meets the eye, because clearly they're happy with AEW.
Very.
You know, clearly,
they're very happy.
Like AEW, we said this a lot, where they've over-delivered in the last couple of years, you know, as far as like financially goes and getting like eyes on the product. And like, even like, do you think, here's a question for you, since you're a numbers guy. Do you think TNT gave them the benefit of the doubt and were just like, listen, if you guys get like 400,000 people watching, we'll be happy?
Well... Kinda. I mean, initially they weren't getting paid for this, like very little, and they were doing a rev split on the ads. So people thought, you know, that's like in television, that's never a great thing. But because they outperformed so quickly, they immediately were locked to a contract. They renegotiated. They got a ton more money.
Yeah.
Now they're getting even more money with another show on. Financially, they are successful. They are making money. They are able to deliver the results to the ads, to the advertisers, which has been a big positive for them. They're hitting the key demo. So, yeah, you'll have weeks of fluctuation. Like last night, I don't expect it to be a great week because the main event wasn't this blockbuster. Like, do you want... I don't think people were clamoring to see that main event, even though it was a really good main event.
Yeah, I think that's kind of an interesting thing because I feel like that's one of those things where, you know, like they had Darby main eventing for weeks, and apparently those numbers did like tremendous.
They did good, yeah. You know?
But we were saying, like you were saying, I don't know why they got this guy main eventing. You know, so it's very interesting. We're like, they're in a pocket that is a little bit undefinable for us as far as like our preferences go with wrestling, you know? Yeah. I also think that between the two shows that are coming up, just knowing what I know about Tony Khan, I feel like he's going to go old school and you're going to have what we talk about a lot. One champ, two shows.
I hope so. Yeah. You know? I know that there's more belts coming. They're going to be announcing their trios title soon.
They're doing trios, 5-0s and 4-0s.
Trios, 5-0s, 4-0s, 8-0s, octos.
The octos.
No, they're having a trios title coming up soon. So it was supposed to happen at that Jericho cruise. That obviously didn't happen. So I don't know if they're planning on doing it on the Jericho cruise. But, you know, if you have a secondary product that's an hour show, I actually think it might do well at 10 o'clock on Fridays.
That could be another supercard show.
It's a one-hour show.
The Jericho cruise.
Oh, yeah, that is another one. That might be the other special.
Which would be a lot of fun, I think. Yeah. You know, like the way they shot a couple of those matches from a couple of years ago.
Very well done.
Very well done. It looked very entertaining, you know? Yeah, do it. Be delicate.
I'm being very delicate. I can't say any more about AEW.
Okay.
About the TV thing. But there's cool stuff happening. Now, here's a big question, and I'll leave this out here, right?
Mm.
They air their shows on BR Live.
Mm-hmm.
Do they need BR Live now since they have HBO Max being this blockbuster service?
That's a very interesting,
because you're big on this. Yeah. You know a lot about the HBO Max and the streaming providers. So
love it.
Do you think that that's the right direction for them to
Absolutely,
go?
Absolutely, dude. Like, I think we were all let down. I think I hyped it up in my head when New Japan said that they're coming to something and they love purple.
Yes, unfortunately, it was Roku.
It was Roku. I think like having AEW and content on HBO Max is so the way to go. Like, I'm a big fan. I was like, as soon as it dropped, I was texting everybody, like, yo, download HBO Max. It's awesome, you know?
Yeah.
But also because, like, I was grandfathered in because I've been a subscriber to HBO for, like, a million years,
you know?
So it's like you get the apps for free. I can totally see their content on HBO Max. I can see them do, like a categorical section with profiles of different guys, you know?
Well, isn't it the same as Peacock, right? WWE being on Peacock, AEW being on HBO Max would be the equivalent of this.
I think it's a little more, again, this is from my own perspective, I think it's a little more prestigious, and I do feel like the HBO Max interface is a zillion times better.
Oh, God, dude, I started watching season one of The Sopranos again, okay? So I think we're getting organized. We're getting closer than ever.
Very close to Matt Prano's.
Matt Prano's is gonna happen. We're like almost there. But I'm like, my God, it's so easy to navigate. It's so easy to find stuff on the service. Mm-hmm. Hold on.
You okay?
Sorry.
Did Peacock just message you?
Peacock just messaged me.
Did Tony Soprano just message you?
No, right now. You want me to read this?
Yeah.
Stop talking shit about us.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then he sent a photo of himself, the peacock, the actual peacock, holding a gun up.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought he sent a photo of himself, like, you know, like that meme of that dude at the edge of the bed with the big schwan.
My brother has that shirt. I mean, our intern, not my brother. I don't have a brother.
Well, you have a brother and an intern.
Yeah. TBS and TNT are nearly the same numbers in U.S. homes, according to Corey in our chat room. TNT has 81.7 million. And TBS has 81.3 million. That's fascinating. Mm. USA is in more homes than TBS and TNT.
Yeah. Who knows, man? It might just be like, do you have TNT? Like, when you had Fios, did you have TNT?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe one of those weird things, you know? Because I remember, like, back in the day, it was like, well, I don't get any of this stuff on Comcast.
Oh, no, no, no. Well,
don't live in Levittown.
Hey, do me a favor. Can you move out of Smithtown?
Going with the HBO Max thing, I think it would be a lot cooler. The interface is cool. And plus, like, Warner, this is a thing that I'm really waiting for, that there's going to be some kind of AEW DC Comics crossover.
Oh, my God. It's the same freaking universe.
Right.
You know? Can we get Miro in Superman?
Sure.
Oh, my God. I want that so bad now.
I want him to be a magical villain, and he just goes, Miro, Miro, on the wall.
And then what happens? He just, oh, you know what? I got it. You got it?
Go ahead.
Okay.
Give it to me. I want to get it.
He does Miro, Miro, on the wall. He's like this mystical Bulgarian guy.
Sure.
And when he does it, he turns into Lana.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yep, that's his special power.
That'd be great.
Yeah. So a lot of stuff. I'm sitting on some stuff on the AEW stuff. I spoke to a friend of mine over at Warner Media, and there's a lot going on here. This is just the beginning of this, but there's a little bit more to the story, and we're going to find out in a couple months, I'm imagining, but as soon as I get the okay, we'll talk about some more. But this isn't just a... This is a strategy for them. This is strategic. Sure. There's a lot of changes that are going to be coming to TBS. Right now, they have MLB, which is going to affect them, obviously, during the playoffs when baseball's, you know, when we're in October.
Yeah.
Obviously, AEW is going to have to be preempted, but it doesn't mean that they won't be on Wednesdays. They could possibly do, you know, TNT for those days. And there's a lot going on here. This is a positive move. This is not a lateral move.
Right.
This is not a negative. This is very positive for them. So we'll see what happens here.
Yeah.
Hell in a Cell announced. I put a teaser out like 2 weeks ago, and I totally forgot to talk about it. I was told about Hell in a Cell, and I put the Hell in a Cell tweet, and I was like, oh, you know what? I'll tease it today, and I'll talk about it in a couple days. Totally forgot that this thing was happening. June 20th, Hell in a Cell. But the big story here that we were able to break, and I got to tell you, I sat on this for a while. I told Rich about this and MG Geek and Jonathan like a month ago, but I just needed to confirm it, and I couldn't find anybody else to confirm it other than the one source. And it looks like July 16th, SmackDown in front of a live audience. Russell Votes tweeted, interestingly enough, today and liked our tweet that there's been a lot of pressure from the Fox side to go to a live audience.
For sure, yeah.
Tons of pressure because guess what? I'm going to say this loosely, right? I mean this in the loosest way.
Lose it up,
and
baby.
I'm sure someone's going to quote me on this, but the pandemic's over, right? Mm. We're now in a different phase. I know. Can you? I'm telling you, someone's taking that quote.
Somebody's going to clip that.
There's no pandemic. It was all lies.
Oh, again, are you Dr. Fauci?
Hey, it's me, Dr. Fauci. Hold on. You want to hear my Dr. Fauci?
Please.
Hey, it's me, Dr. Fauci from Brooklyn. Listen, I live next door to Michael B. Jordan.
We all have the same vocal code.
We all sound the same. It's the same town we're from. Shockingly, they're from Greenwich, all of them. That's how they all speak in Greenwich. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you know that. That's how Vince really sounds. One thing, Vince cannot say mirror. Did you know that?
Mirror.
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 Look in the full-length mirror. Sounds like my wife from Bensonhurst. July 16th, SmackDown. July 18th, the first pay-per-view back in front of a live audience outside of WrestleMania, obviously. Money in the Bank. And July 19th for Raw. I've heard some dates. I've heard some locations. Not dates, locations. I can't remember.
Yeah.
Which it was. I heard like five different locations. So give me like a couple days and I'll post that.
So the interesting thing, because it's tandem news almost in the same regard, where clearly TNT was like, listen, do what you guys got to do. If it works out, we'll give you more money. Don't worry about it.
For the TNT side.
As opposed to Fox, where they're like, yo, we invested heavily in you, and you are under-delivering, and we need more.
Now, let me say, in all fairness, I don't know if that was a discussion, but I think we could all assume that that's, okay, guys, come on. Let's get this going.
Let's get rid of these LED screens. I don't got to stare at these peoples anymore.
By the way, this is based on WrestleVotes' message, which I got to tell you, very credible guys.
I don't know
if it's one guy, two guys. I don't know anything about them personally.
Paul Heyman.
Can you imagine?
I am convinced that it's somebody like real deep.
It's not. I could tell you.
Yeah.
I could tell you for a fact it's not someone really deep.
So it's not Kevin Dunn.
It is not anybody that you would know.
Kevin Nash.
It is 100% Kevin, the guy from King of Queens.
Kevin James.
There you go.
It's Kevin from the Wonder Years.
It's Kevin Conley. So I find this interesting, right? But here's to add a little bit more to the Russell Votes tweet. It's not like Fox is screaming like have a live audience today. They're saying, "What's your plan, guys?
Yeah.
We want to know what the plan is." And I know for a fact that there's been a lot of transparency now between WWE and the networks. I was told this by the WWE side of things. I've been able to tell based on the communications, the line of communication. I'm being very careful here.
I know.
I'm sorry, guys. But they've been communicating more about what their plans are with the networks. And the only reason for that is to appease them into thinking, hey, guys, we got this. We know what we're doing. Not that they don't know what they're doing. I'm not accusing them of that. But they have been more open about communicating what the plans are. And that's what Fox is saying. Fox wants, you know, hey, guys, give us your game plan. The summer's here. We're talking about arenas coming back. Vince's big thing has been he doesn't want to run half-ass arenas.
Yeah, he wants the crowd.
Because think about it. Think about the expense, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I get it. WWE's making a ton of money, but you're going to run at 50% occupancy. You're going to travel. Let's say you're running New York, right? Because MSG's been discussed.
Mm-hmm.
I do not believe we're going to get SummerSlam in New York. Let me just say that.
I know. I saw a couple of things about that.
All right. I know that a lot of people got excited about the Garden. I know that we discussed the Garden. I know that there has been communication. The only thing I have been told is that their goal is September for the Garden. That's their goal.
Which is cool.
SummerSlam, maybe it was an open discussion to do something. You know, a lot could change till August.
Yeah, for sure. We also said that last year.
I've also heard something very interesting about SummerSlam and the date.
Okay.
The assumed date is the 22nd, August 22nd, which is a Sunday.
Okay.
It's still early. It could be a typo, but I am hearing a different day.
Okay.
A day that would surprise people.
In
February
August.
20th for SummerSlam.
Are they going to Australia?
Yeah, they're going back in time when we had 31 days in February. Do you remember those days?
No.
Back in the 80s, there were 31 days in February.
I don't remember that at all.
Listen, guys, this is all bullshit, okay? Life is all fake. Reality's not real. There used to be 31 days. 1986, they removed it along with the birds.
Listen, it's...
There are no birds.
The Pentagon's got to release those UFO documents I think, June 1st, right?
How excited am I for this?
I think both of us are super excited. But guys, I don't know if you know this, we're both super into aliens.
I am. Top three. Here we go. Top three alien races.
Anunnaki.
You ready? The Anunnaki is 100%.
Uh-huh.
The Norwegians.
Yes.
Which are tall, long, white albino people.
Yeah.
And, of course, the classic race.
The reptiles.
The reptilians I'm not a fan of.
Don't
care for the reptilians.
Who's your favorite? Who's your third favorite?
Anunnaki is my favorite. Anunnaki.
Yeah.
The
Norwegians.
The Norwegians. And the I'll Greys? Go with the Greys. Like the classic alien Greys.
Have you heard the theory that the Greys might actually not be biological life forms, that they're actually...
Cyborgs?
They're actually constructs. And that's why they all look the same, is that they're just like autonomous...
And
like
they had no beings. Peepees. No
and
peepees.
And that the real aliens sent the Greys out into the universe.
So into it. Listen, I'm going to tell you guys, there is no... I'm going to look dead in the camera and tell you this. There is no other show on the face of this fucking planet that you will get scoops on wrestling. Major business scoops. And alien talk along with poop humor. You're not going to get that anywhere else. I'm so sorry. There was somebody that made me seem so credible on Reddit. And I got to tell you, whoever this guy was that made this post, I genuinely, you made me so happy by seeing that, because it was a very nice comment about us.
Yes.
And it was like, hey, listen, these guys, they're not like journalists, but they tend to know a lot of people. And Andrew does this PR thing.
Yeah.
And he runs strip clubs. And that's one of his clients. And like, he knows a lot of people in business. So that's why he gets it.
Deep knowledge.
That was his credibility. He wasn't like, yeah. Oh, you know, Andrew, he has ties in journalism. He went to this school. He went to that school.
He went to the University of Phoenix.
He graduated from the University of Phoenix in journalism. They're like, hey, listen, they're cool guys. They know people. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you know what? I'll take that compliment.
Yeah, sure. That's awesome. It's an awesome compliment. Yeah. And why not? I think we built this show on just being like a little wild with... You know, not...
By the way, these are how all my business meetings run.
I'm sure.
All over the place.
Yeah.
They're all over the place. It ends up in aliens. We talk about wrestling, aliens, Dogecoin. It's all over the place.
Do you slam down old copies of Weekly World News and go, I'm telling you guys, Bat Boy's real. I'm telling you guys.
George Bush has an alien kid.
It's coming to life. Joe Biden's got a cyborg eye.
That is true, actually. That's why he called him Sleepy Joe. He wasn't that he was sleepy. It's the cyborg eye. Listen, there's a lot of moving parts, but I will say I'm very confident that changes are going to start happening rapidly. So here's the other thing. Money in the Bank, there's a reason why Money in the Bank is going to be in front of a live audience. You know, when they moved it from June.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they're not... That's very strategic. There's a point to that. I don't know what that point is, but I was told that there is a reason for this. Anything else that I'm missing that I've kind of alluded to you and MG Geek, and as far as this news goes?
I think you, without giving away what you told me before, I think you got everything.
All right, I'm just going through my messages.
Your personal notes.
My personal, yeah, I do have personal notes.
Your messages from Peacock. Hey buddy, take a powder. Stop talking about us.
Hey. That Peacock is no joke. All right. So if anything comes to mind, by the way, Q&A at the end of the show, so you guys could ask and maybe revitalize some of my memories.
Yeah, please. We got about 50 minutes or so.
Yeah.
45 minutes.
Oh, I forgot, Rich. Yeah. You reminded me. The other story that I dropped, new sets coming soon. Right now they're working on the sets.
Yeah, yeah.
SmackDown is getting a new set. And so I don't know if it's SmackDown or Raw. Okay. I know is that they're working on new sets. So I assumed it was also SmackDown when I was told they're working on new sets. So it could be NXT, Raw, and SmackDown. I know for a fact 100% it's going to be Raw. Raw is 100% getting a new set.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm assuming SmackDown as well if they're doing this whole thing because they're leaving their incubation building, their incubator, and they're going on the road.
The wrestling bubble. All right, let me ask you something. Are you excited by that, or are you setting yourself up for disappointment by being excited for new sets?
You know what? I'm excited for anything new, that anything that's different for them. Having a live audience obviously is going to change that show.
Yeah.
And listen, dude, we were, you know, when they were in the Performance Center, you and I would have this conversation all the time that, you know, it was dull. There was nothing special happening.
And, at the beginning of the pandemic.
Yeah, well... I found it interesting in the beginning of the pandemic how they did it. Yeah. I thought it was such a bizarre experience to go through where it didn't affect me. But when they switched the camera angles and everything and they tried to do it, they had the people on the outside. Then they removed them. Then you could see that stupid ceiling fan on the Performance Center that I hated. I was told around that time that they were going to redo the whole set. And they did. But for NXT, they didn't do it for everybody else. Which is cool that they have that building now in NXT that they can run. I think they should run NXT out of there all the time.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
With a few tweaks, I think, absolutely. More crowds, you know, more tiers of...
something.
I'm done with LEDs, man. I'm done staring at, like, the LED screens. It just, like, it hurts my eyes, and B, it's, like, it really takes me out of it with the piped-in audio.
So, I'm looking at NXT right now, right? We're both seeing this.
We're both looking at it.
You know what bothers me about this?
What?
The camera's crooked.
Okay.
And you're seeing some of that on NXT where it's like kind of half-assed.
Like, it's just like a little off-kilter?
That would never happen on Raw.
No.
It would never happen on Raw.
But that's okay. You know, like, I think, like, we're watching the Johnny Gargano and Austin Theory promo right now, you know? And this stuff is great, but you know what this needs? Live crowd.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So
done with the LEDs.
Yeah, new sets coming. Everybody's question to me has been, and it's actually fascinating because this is unanimous on social media. Are we getting pay-per-view sets? And my answer is always the same. Whenever I've asked about this, they've said no, because the LEDs can morph into whatever you want it to be. You could have that set shift based on the LEDs, but possibly Big Four. Obviously, WrestleMania, we got a new set, but Big Four. And that's it.
Well, stuff, you know, when they would do the sets during the Attitude Era, it was only because WWE was making such tremendous money. You know, like, you know what I miss? I miss the backlash hooks.
Dude, that was a great set, huh?
Such a great set.
Yeah, phenomenal set. So, new sets coming. I don't know when. I have no time frame on that. They're being constructed now. It may be at the end of construction, maybe in the beginning. I don't know. I know nothing about it. You want to go into the NXT releases, Rich?
So NXT announced yesterday a lot of people working in NXT in the Performance Center were let go, unfortunately. You had Vanessa Bourne, Jessamyn Duke, which I'm a little bit surprised by, Ezra Judge, Jake Clemens, a ref, Brandi Lauren, Kavita Devi, Alexander Wolf. His contract was up. I felt like I saw that writing on the wall when they were For who? That, like, for Alexander Wolf, when they were doing, like, that shift with Imperium.
Yeah.
And your favorite, Drake Wirtz.
Drake? Listen, you know what's the craziest part of this?
We know what's the craziest part of this.
I mean, a lot of it is crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know if he's... I don't like judging people based on stuff like this, because, like, you don't know what they're going through sometimes. You know
sure.
what I mean? Like,
yeah, yeah.
He obviously feels very... very passionately mm-hmm. about saving the children, which I think everybody should feel very yes. passionately about all that stuff, which I, by the way, I'm afraid to say those words because we get demonetized.
You already said that it's the complete end of, you know, I'm not
the universe. The,
yeah.
Yes, it is. It is the complete end of the universe.
I agree with you to a certain extent, but not when somebody's just completely wrong and loco.
I mean, I don't know. Honestly, I have not listened to anything because I'm not interested in hearing it. I've only seen bits and pieces. So if he, I know he had some issues in the past.
Yeah.
So if he's going through something, I really hope that he's gonna, you know.
Sure.
Like, I just don't like the shit pile on people. Like.
Yeah. You have to be understanding and emphatic with people and all that stuff, empathetic. If this was your company and somebody at your job and your manager was doing all this shit, wouldn't you also be like, listen, you gotta tone this down.
Tone it down, guy. Come
on,
dude.
That's the door, you know?
Yeah, I don't... Listen, I have a very different approach to things. Like, I'm very passionate about what I like, where I stand. Like, I don't... Dude, I never discuss politics like that, ever.
Right.
There's
yeah.
no, like, sometimes, you know, like, we're in a group chat, right? We'll post links and we'll make fun about stuff, and you can kind of understand where everybody falls in line, but I don't make this an identity of mine. Mm-hmm. I don't argue with people over this. I whatever he's going through, if he's going through something, I don't know, maybe he's just very passionate and he's down this path. I don't mm-hmm. know anything about him, so I don't want to comment. I only comment on people that I understand and I know if they're, you know... I'm sure the company kind of feels the same way. Like, okay, we get it. You're trying to do something positive, but maybe take a different approach. I don't know. I honestly, and then you look at it and you say, like, well, Velveteen Dream's still hired, you know?
Employed.
So if this was a firing due to that, due to whatever he's been doing online, I'm talking about Drake.
Yeah.
Like, how do you judge that this is bad, but that isn't? You know, I would imagine that an accusation like the one that Velveteen Dream had is far worse than, you know, being a little kooky and being a conspiracy theory and constantly, you know, screaming about the kids being kidnapped and all this conspiracy theories that I don't even want to mention the name because we got demonetized last time, which sucks that I can't even say it.
But you guys know what we're talking about.
You know what you were talking about.
You guys know what we're talking about.
Whatever, man. I don't know. They said, you know, when I reached out yesterday, they said all these releases were budgetary reasons. Obviously, you can see with Jessamyn Duke, they just tried multiple times. She got injured, didn't work out. They were going to do a Four Horsemen thing, didn't work out. Vanessa Bourne, I'm surprised about because they were getting really... She was... I could be wrong, but she was considered, I think, most improved.
Okay.
As far as like in like their combines that they do. Okay. You know who's like the number one in their combines?
AJ Francis.
You shocked.
Who?
Simone Johnson.
Oh, that's cool.
She's like killing it with like the workouts.
That's cool. Well, I mean, genetically.
I want to get jacked like The Rock.
You should. You know what you got
to
do?
And I wanted to shave her head and do the tattoo and do the whole thing.
Oh, I thought you said you want to get jacked like The Rock.
I do. Can you imagine me jacked like The Rock?
I would love to see that.
How ridiculous would I be?
I would love to see. I wanted to see like Hobbs and Shaw style Andrew, where you're just a muscle. You're just like a throbbing muscle, and that's it.
Yeah.
But you got to shave your head if you want
to. I'll do it. No, if I ever get jacked like The Rock, I got to shave my head.
Yeah.
Brandi Lauren, I'm surprised about that they released her. You know, I heard maybe some more to come. Some NXT UK talent.
Yeah, well, that place is just in trouble. The whole UK scene took an effing hit last year. And also, like, as far as your politics go, I know you want a combination of the Colonial Whigs and the Bull Moose Party.
Totally into it. Totally into it. That was Hoover's party, the Bull Moose Party, right?
It was Teddy Roosevelt.
Was it Roosevelt? It was Roosevelt. Yeah, it was Roosevelt. No, it was Roosevelt. And there's a reason why he was. It was the Bull Moose Party, right?
And you have all these "I like Ike" signs all over the place.
I like Ike. I'm a big Eisenhower fan, man.
Huge, man.
Great wartime, you know, post-wartime president. Had to do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
He just had to sit there and look like something, and then he just left. He's like, all right, yeah. All right, it's been 8 years. I got to go. The 50s are over.
I'm out of here.
Oh, man. What else do we have, Rich?
We got some news from the NJPW front. It looks like, unfortunately, Will Ospreay has gotten hurt. He's injured. He's going to be out with a neck injury, and he had to vacate the GP title and go back to the UK for treatment. New Japan is kind of in a state of flux right now.
Man,
with
good.
Like the COVID stuff and also like just them canceling dates and then and guys getting sick and left and right. So they're going to determine the title status at a later date. I do think they can go really, really big with this dude.
You know what? This just happened, too.
Yeah,
couple hours before we were doing a show, we saw this get posted. I feel terrible for him because, you know, this was kind of his crowning moment. He was really going to be the guy here to kind of lead New Japan with a expansion again. You know, every time they attempt this expansion, something happens. I don't know where this leaves everything else. This is a big hit to them. We'll see. I hope it's not as bad as it could possibly be. Neck injuries are really scary, and you know, Will Ospreay's had a number of them, so this is not great at all.
You know what my fantasy is?
What?
They announce a title tournament.
You love tourneys.
I love tournaments. 4-on-4, right? I shouldn't say 4-on-4. I should say like 16 dudes.
Okay.
Right? Double bracket.
Okay.
Last entrant, Kenny Omega.
I would love that. Never happened, but I would love that. Mm-hmm. I like that you have hope for that because it could happen.
It could happen. You never know. And this dude has all the belts. And do we have the news of him wrestling Andrade?
I don't know. It might be in the news, but
at some point.
Oh, he is wrestling Andrade. They have a date for that, right?
Yeah, I am not. I don't think it's added in here. But Kenny Omega is wrestling Andrade for the AAA Mega title.
Yeah, I think sometime in July. Now,
I think so. I think that's gonna be cool, man.
I think you know what? I'm interested to see how they do. I think it'll be a phenomenal match. I think Andrade is just a total stud. But
yeah.
Interesting he left WWE. I'm
well,
just saying.
Judging by the match he had with Laredo Kid for that belt, I think he'll work very, very well with Andrade.
Yeah. Backlash was this weekend. We did not do a watch along because I really didn't give a shit about it. I did watch it. You know, non-title match. I guess we'll go down this very quickly.
I was in moaning recovery on Sunday.
You were dying, huh?
Yeah, my buddy Alex and his girlfriend came over, and like we had our first like little barbecue.
Nice.
And next thing it's 1 a.m.
Oh no!
And I'm like on the couch, just all like listening to heavy metal and sloppy.
Oh my god, love it. United's non-title United States Champion Sheamus defeated Ricochet in the pre-show triple threat match. Raw Women's Champion Rhea Ripley defeated Asuka and Charlotte to retain the title. This was a good match. 15 minutes.
Yeah, I'm glad Rhea Ripley retained. Also, your quote unquote nightmare came true with Rey and Dominic winning the tag team titles.
Yeah, we'll talk about that too. August 14th for Kenny and Andrade.
Cool.
I was off by a month. Rey and Dominic, the first time I was going to say a husband and wife tag team has won, but
that'd be cool.
a boy and his father have become tag team champions. It's amazing how Dominic's been around for like 20 years now. He's 20.
they should have announced it as like the boyhood son.
The boyhood son is alive.
As they're holding the belts. That's cool, man. How long do you see that lasting?
I want Rey Dominic to turn on Rey and just be like, you little piece of shit. And just say kick the crap out of his dad. I really want that to be the story.
I wouldn't mind them having like a nice little run with those belts. You know, they beat Dolph Ziggler and Baba Roode. That's what I'm gonna call
Baba
him.
Roode. Call I him like Baba that. Baba Roode.
That's what they should change his name to.
You know what? I got it. Mm-hmm. Middle Eastern gimmick. Just a really, really rude father. Baba Roode.
I like that.
Baba, why are you being so rude? 17 minutes. All right, cool match. Mm-hmm. Now let's talk about this.
Please, yes.
Lumberjack zombie match with Damian Priest defeating The Miz 7 minutes on the fucking nose. The Miz tore his ACL during the match, so he's out for numerous months. The only question I had is, okay, kayfabe, how do you get the zombies, how do you corral them? How do you get them to leave? So these were really sophisticated zombies that followed the rules of a lumberjack match.
They were pretty good lumberjacks, and the makeup was done by like Tom Savini's team. Which
was it
awesome.
Really? Yeah. You know what? I got to tell you, the makeup was done really well.
Dude, they looked great.
I knew it was Savini. I freaking knew it too.
The bits were great between Miz and Priest, where they like they're back to back all of a sudden, and they get scared of each other, and they're like, "We got to fight these zombies." Say what you will about this, but I'm going to say this. You ready, Andrew?
Yeah.
And I think you'll agree with me. If we went to an Evolve show, and we were pounding $3 Corona cans all night, and then all of a sudden, let's say...
Zombie showed up?
Let's say it was Punishment Martinez versus Johnny Gargano, right?
Okay.
And then the zombie showed up. How nuts would we be for this?
Listen, I would...
I'd go ape. I'd love it. I'd be like, this is amazing.
Like, here's where, like, the right time and right place means a lot, right? Mm. Those zombies looked stupid. I thought it was dumb. Uh-huh. The whole gimmick was dumb, the whole thing. However, if I was in a small environment.
A small venue. Right?
Small venue.
LaBoom. We're in LaBoom.
We're in LaBoom. And there was a lumberjack zombie match. Mm-hmm. I don't care how ridiculous it was. I would pop for it. I would enjoy it. I'd be like, this is absurd. It's so weird. I'm into this.
But I think that's such a weird thing where people were like, come on, WWE, this is stupid.
I mean, I got to tell you, though, it was stupid. I was, I really thought it's stupid.
What about The Undertaker?
I didn't have a... The Undertaker never work now. You know what I mean? It can never work now. But I just feel like it was...
It's tough, right? It's a tough road.
Well, it's
tough
for a number of reasons. Okay. One, it was an average. I missed the whole Batista thing in the beginning.
Well, because this was a cross promotion with Army of the Dead, and also the other thing that came along with this is like all these dodos were friggin' texting and tweeting Batista like it was his fault.
Oh, I know. Everybody was blaming him. Like, but here's the thing. Like, I actually thought this was for a Mattel line of zombie characters.
Okay,
that's where my mind went. I'm like, oh, this is. I get it. I didn't even see it. I'm like, oh, this is a marketing thing because no other reason would they do this. Was it stupid? Yeah, it was really dumb. It wasn't for me. But looking at it, you're like, okay, you know what? They look pretty cool. They did something different. Whatever. You know what, though? My gauge is kids because that's who this was targeting.
Right, right.
And I asked all the children that I know because I know many.
You do know. You're like the king of the kids. In a good way. In a good way.
And... They thought it was dumb. Like, none of them were like, oh, that was really cool. However, The Fiend, they're into.
Right.
So, it's interesting. Listen, I don't know. I don't know who it's for. I imagine it's for the kids. I imagine it was a corporate sponsor. It was a sponsorship deal. They made some money from this. Unfortunately, Miz got hurt for a stupid, ridiculous match. And that's the worst part in this, that it's a ridiculous match to do, and this guy got hurt. And then they ate him.
It was a 7-minute match.
Yeah.
They ate Miz and Morrison.
Not Morrison, just Miz.
This is also an interesting thing where like this is like Miz's first major injury. So like God bless the dude for staying healthy for so long.
Yeah.
You know? And he'll be back. He's probably gonna be back better than imagine if he showed up like real, real jacked.
Like a zombie.
Like Triple H return.
I love that.
But I think, you know what? I got a kick out of the zombie stuff, which I feel like is fair to say because it's pro wrestling. I would much rather a zombie lumberjack match than splooshing Baron Corbin with like dog poop.
You know what? I take the zombie over the dog poop.
Exactly. Day. Like I would take the zombie over the sliming stuff and the dog poop and like all the other nonsense that they do. You know?
Women's championship match. SmackDown Women's Championship match. Bianca Belair defeated Bayley to retain the title. 16 minutes for this match. I thought it was fine. It's a good match.
Yeah.
Okay match. By the way, this card was not a bad pay-per-view. And I want to say that, like, I came off negative about it. Mm-hmm. This was a very solid show, except for the stupid lumberjack. But every match was great. Every match was fine. I had no problem with the matches. I thought they put on a good match, all of them. Yeah. And, of course, the triple threat match for the WWE Championship. Bobby Lashley with MVP defeated Drew McIntyre and Braun Strowman to retain 14 minutes, 11 seconds.
Good for him.
For that. And one more match after that. That was a very good match, by the way. And the Roman Reigns with Paul Heyman defeated Cesaro to retain the title. 27 minutes and 31 seconds. This is one of the longer non-WrestleMania matches that we've had in WWE. I think MG Geek could kind of confirm this, and or somebody else in the chat. Mm. Is this the longest WWE match, like singles match?
For quite some time.
In quite some time, yeah.
I thought this was match of the night.
Yeah.
Really loved it.
Dude, Roman's phenomenal. Cesaro's great, but Roman is just remarkable.
Yeah. But I'm glad they're giving Roman somebody really, really adept at wrestling to work with, you know? And I think they're polishing each other a little bit. How did you like the Seth stuff?
Oh, that setup? I would like to see something different.
Two-man shield?
But, okay. You know, I think Seth is in limbo right now. He's sitting in limbo. I saw that they're waiting on something to pull the trigger on his new program. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what that is. Maybe a live audience. NXT on Tuesday night, got 700,000 viewers. Tony Storm defeated Zoe Stark. Jake Atlas defeated Cameron Grimes. Ted DiBiase distracted Grimes. Mm-hmm. Hey, he's going to appear in the ring next week with Grimes.
They're bringing the million dollar belt.
Okay, fine. I guess he blew it.
Well, that's kind of been everywhere.
No, it hasn't. No,
yes, it has.
Million dollar belt's back. Is it?
Yeah.
Who's talked about it?
I've seen it around.
You sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Can somebody confirm this? Because I could confirm the million dollar belt's back, baby.
That's going to be a lot of fun.
I was told to wait till Monday.
Listen, I saw that somewhere else.
Sorry to the individual that told me this. But Million Dollar Belt's coming back. I don't know for how long, but they're going to have it on TV. People are very excited within WWE about the Million Dollar Belt.
Listen, who knows? Who knows what's going to happen?
I know.
You know? Well, I mean, I know. You know what's going to happen, but who knows what's going
to
happen?
I think, listen, this is a fun thing to bring back these guys.
So what do you think is the impetus behind the Cameron Grimes stuff? Because they've always been high on him.
There's something very special about him. He's very likable.
Okay.
It's a comedy act that's getting over naturally. Mm. Right? So that's a rarity for them. I don't know how much longevity it has. I don't know how much longevity it would have on the main roster. But to have him as a million-dollar champion or be given the million-dollar belt, not that I know that's exactly what's happening.
Right.
I think that's... It's such a... I was told it's like a comparison of like old money versus like that whole Bitcoin money. Like it's unsophisticated idiots becoming millionaires overnight because of cryptocurrency. And the million dollar man represents like old wealth, 1980s wealth.
1980s like Monopoly Man wealth.
Monopoly Man wealth, yeah. So I think that's the story here with this.
It's very interesting how this is like the weird rub on NXT, right?
Yeah.
I kind of want it, like, I feel like DiBiase's always been in their good graces, and he's shown up, like, for, like, a month straight, too.
He's going to be there. He has a job there.
What else do we got here?
Let's see. Go ahead.
Are their ratings plummeting?
For NXT?
Yeah.
Not great. I mean, listen, 700,000 is not bad. I think health-wise for the brand, because it is listen, who's the star of this brand? Like, honestly, like, look at this card. It's unrecognizable to most people. And I'm not saying that as a negative, right? I'm saying that as if you're a casual fan, you're flipping the channels, you put on AEW, you put on WWE, you're going to see names that you recognize. Over here, does anybody know who you know, let's see, Killian Dane is? Alexander Wolfe? You know, even Cameron Grimes?
Top Dollar.
Aria Daivari? Tony Nese? I mean, I guess you would know those. I don't even think people know that. Bronson Reed defeated NXT North American champion Johnny Gargano in the cage to win the title. I enjoyed the match. I enjoyed the sell. However, is that enough to draw more than 700,000 people? I don't know. I don't think so.
You pose a very interesting question, you know, because it seems like whenever we talk about NXT for the past year and a half, it's always the same blanket excuse of, well, they're restructuring now.
Yeah, which they are.
Right, but how long is that going to go? You know? I feel like when NXT started on USA, your clear stars were undisputed. The Undisputed Era.
Undisputed Era. You had Matt Riddle Balor. There. You had Gargano. You had Ciampa. You had Balor.
Right.
Keith Lee.
Right. 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 Right.
You know. Yeah, you're right. There were far bigger names on that card. On that card.
Again, NXT I think suffers more from having no crowd than Monday Night Raw or SmackDown.
Yes.
Because when we would watch NXT with a crowd on the network, you were excited to see new people.
Yes, right? Absolutely.
So now, even though a lot, like, the show is good and all these guys are doing very good work, that reaction from the crowd, having like those familiar faces in the crowd, like the Bailey lady.
You hit the nail on the head here. No, absolutely. Because think about it, right? Fandango getting over, right? Mm-hmm. With Tyler Breeze. Tyler Breeze getting over. That was all fan service. That was all fan reaction.
Yeah.
Baron Corbin with the count, right? That Full Sail did.
Yes.
Full Sail kind of created people that you got behind, which I really enjoyed. You are absolutely right. You do need a crowd for that. By the way, submit your questions in the chat. Okay. We're going through this. So
we got about 20 minutes.
Okay, so let's do this. AEW last night. I believe it was a pre-recorded crowd, right? It wasn't live.
Sure. I watched it this morning, so I kind of like fast forwarded through.
Somebody let me know if it was live, because they didn't really show the crowd or anything. But Christian Cage defeated Matt Sydal in the opening match. What did you think of this match?
That was fun. You know, like Christian was probably like, I've worked with you before, so let's do something. You know,
Christian was sucking wind though.
Yeah, a little bit. listen, he's 47, right?
47 years old, still looks good. I got to tell you though, you know, like he's not. Obviously, he's 47 years old, but my God, everything he does is correct. Those backbreakers he was doing on Matt Sydal, he was working Matt Sydal's back. First of all, he's gigantic, and he was a small guy, Christian. 6'3"?
He was comparatively a small guy at the time.
I mean, isn't that wild? And you put him in this ring, and he's like towering over everybody.
Same thing with, again, we go through this all the time. Same thing with Mox, same thing with Cody. In that era where they were there, they were, well, not so much Mox, but definitely like when Cody started and when Christian was there and Edge were there, they were like the smaller guys, which is nuts to me.
Yeah, it's wild. He looked good, man. You know, I don't know where they're going to go with this. You know, he's doing these great matches. He looks good. His drop kick is still stellar.
Yes.
You could see the difference. And Matt Sydal's a great wrestler.
Yes.
Let me just tell you, but when you could see the difference between like a really good wrestler and like a fantastic wrestler.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Christian is fantastic.
Yes.
And I'm not a huge Christian fan.
Mm-hmm.
Like, much like Vince, I just really don't like his face. So, no, I thought he did great. John Moxley, Eddie Kingston defeated the Acclaim. I loved everything about this match.
That's my favorite match of the show yesterday.
Dude, Eddie, best line, okay?
Mm.
You're dressing like it's 2004. And he said Eddie Kingston looks like a pack of Newports.
Yeah. Which is accurate.
Which is the funniest fucking thing I've ever heard someone say to insult somebody. Because you know what? Eddie Kingston does look like he's a box of Newports.
A carton of Newports.
I thought that was so funny. And John Moxley's like, yeah, he kind of does.
That was funny. And then the line about Renee Young was...
with the oral session. Yeah. And then he's like, no, I'm talking about her podcast.
Yeah.
And Moxley... just cutting off. Who was it? Was it Max Caster you cut off?
No, he cut off.
Anthony.
Bones, yeah.
Yeah, he cut him off in that AEW. It was.
You know what I love about this match was awesome, top to bottom.
Fun.
Great fun ending. You know what I love about watching the Moxley matches? How horny JR gets for him.
He really does.
He really does. So horny for him. It's awesome. You know, he's like, what did he call him yesterday? He was like, this blue-eyed son of a bitch is going to work. My God. And it's like, hey, he's coming up like, that's like classic JR, where he's coming up with like really nutty stuff. Are we done?
I'll see you later. All right, see you guys later.
He's coming up with like really nutty stuff for just to describe this guy, you know? And apparently like everybody loves him. Like he's Tony Khan's best friend.
Love it.
Dude's got a book coming out at the end of the year.
Yeah, Renee too. Renee has a book, right? She has a cookbook.
She's a cookbook.
I gotta tell you, man, this whole thing, I thought Caster and Anthony did, and Bones did a great promo too. That was a really strong promo by them. The rap was hysterical. Eddie Kingston, what a change in his life.
Oh my God.
This guy's a star. He's you know what's funny? A lot of people don't get the gimmick.
Right.
But we do.
Yeah.
Because like that's New York. Like it's a very specific New York. Right.
Yeah. Max Caster could have also gone with you're a walking Timbaland boot.
Your face looks like a Tim boot.
Yeah.
Yeah. He could do that. I like that one. Listen, I know a lot of guys over there listen to this. So send him that line. Tell him he looks like a Tim boot. But I did like the 2004. You dress like it's 2004. So yeah, good. He is. He's dressed like he's so 2000. Good. He's in the Whoa video.
So good.
You know?
There was like a backstage bit with Malenko and Jericho.
Who sung that? Black Rob?
Oh, I don't know.
Who sung Whoa? Let's see.
What's up, Intern D?
Intern Deacon's here.
We just came in to stare at you.
Yeah, it was Black Rob. I was absolutely right.
It was good to see Malenko with Jericho.
Malenko, yeah, Malenko was there.
They did a nice little joke where Jericho told, I think, Marvez, like, hey, listen, leave me alone or I'll get the man of 1,000 holes on you. And Malenko goes, well, you got 4 more than me.
Yeah.
And Jericho's like, I forgot a bunch. Like, such a good, quick little joke.
Yeah. Scorpio Sky and Ethan Page call out Darby Allin and Sting.
Why are these guys dressed like Ricky Starks?
Why is everybody dressed like Ricky Starks? Exactly, Rich.
Good promos, though. And
yeah, strong. Very strong.
I honestly never would have thought they were going to use Sting to such an excellent capacity as far as, like, it's not only Darby, but it's Ethan Page and Scorpio Sky,
yeah.
Like two guys that they're like three guys that they're really hot on that everybody really enjoys.
I got to tell you, Ethan Page, I'm very, very hot on.
Yeah.
I've been for a long time. There's something very special about him. I don't know if you guys have seen it yet, but I have seen it. I've seen him in Evolve. I've saw what he did in Impact. I keep calling it TNA in my mind. It's I've become like that old guy that refuses to call like the new streets. You know, when they rename a street.
Like, or my refusal to call the 59th Street Bridge the Ed Koch Bridge.
I'll call it the 59th Street Bridge. I'll call it the Queensboro Bridge. Mm-hmm. I'm not calling it
the
Ed Koch Bridge.
Yeah. No, I hear you, dude.
Ed Koch, the sweetest boy in the world.
What if you had a street named after you?
The Zarian. Zarian Boulevard Zarian or Zarian Boulevard. Lane?
What if they renamed Bell Boulevard Andrew Zarian Boulevard?
I would have to die tragically. That's the only way that's going to happen.
No, or do something like really tremendous for the community.
While I get hit by a car. Like, there's no way they're renaming a street.
Like, you're handing orphans a sack of $1 million as you get hit by a car.
As I get hit by a city sanitation truck. That's the only way they're renaming a street after me. Scorpio Sky, yeah, so this is cool. And we're going to see Sting wrestle and they were very adamant on letting you know that this is not a cinematic match. He's actually going to have a match, 62 years old. Sting baited them on the ramp. Darby attacked. So you've set that up. The Pinnacle cut a promo. Pretty good promo. Sheeta and Rebel, terrible match.
Mm-hmm.
Not good. It was just yuck.
I skipped this one.
It was bad. It wasn't good.
I had to get here on time.
Yeah, I'll pass through that. It was not good.
Also, the Tappan Zee Bridge and the Cuomo Bridge.
The Mario Cuomo Bridge.
I just got that text from my buddy Alex.
Listen, you're not calling it the Tappan Zee anymore.
I always forget that you have an Andrew Cuomo action figure.
I have an Andrew Cuomo action figure here. Hey, put your mask on. It's me, Dr. Fauci.
So silly.
Yeah. It's beyond.
Kenny and Don Callis tried to talk to Orange Cassidy. Orange Cassidy out of the world title match at Double or Nothing. I thought that was a funny bit. You know, it just goes to show you, like, Kenny could do everything.
I didn't love it.
You know?
No.
Didn't love it.
Why not?
No. Didn't love it. I love Kenny and Don Callis.
I didn't like Kenny's suit.
Oh, come on.
It bothered me.
Why?
Just looked ridiculous.
Do you want to be his fashion designer?
I do. Yeah.
What would you dress Kenny Omega in?
Sweatpants. Just a big, like, champion oversized sweatshirt,
like,
and sweatpants.
Yeah, make him dress like Mankind.
Cover his face, too.
You're hating people's faces today, man.
Hating everybody's face.
Inner Circle responded to the Pinnacle's Stadium Stampede Challenge. Of course, it's a go, you know.
Let's see. They're going to do something different, I was told. It's not going to be the same old, same old. And they have to do something different because they're in front of a live audience for this one, right?
I think this is going to be more of a fight. You know, like, I liked Hager's promo, and I feel like this is the only Hager promo I've ever enjoyed.
Okay.
And Ortiz, too. I like Ortiz. Ortiz is doing great. I'm excited to see Santana back in action. Jade Cargill is coming. She's got a... I think she's going to start a faction.
Is that what the promo was?
I feel like... Yeah, that would be cool. You know, you had Serena D beat Red Velvet.
Let's talk about this.
Great match.
Okay.
Love Red Velvet.
Way better than I thought it would be.
Yes.
You know, Serena Deeb has been wrestling for God knows how long, so she's solid. But Red Velvet's new. Still very new. You could tell that she's new, but I gotta tell you, man, this was a pretty good match. Surprised me. I did not have high expectations going into it. Not because Red Velvet's not good, it's because you're presenting it as, you know, for the NWA Women's Championship. Serena Deeb is very well rounded as a worker. And it was a very good match. I'd like to see this again to see how it does.
100%. You also had Anthony Ogogo beating Austin Gunn with Cody and Arn. I like where this is going for Ogogo. I think they're trying to really build this guy up. You know, like I think all the EVPs are consciously going, well, this is my project for the next couple of months. You know, like Cody's got Anthony Ogogo.
Yeah.
Kenny's working with Pac and Orange Cassidy. You know, I think the Bucks just working every tag team, you know, the Bucks working the Varsity Blondes and like all the newer guys, you know, just kind of showing everybody how to work. Also, like we missed one little bit where Frankie Kazarian cut a very heartfelt promo about like inflicting pain on everybody and talking about his dad passing away.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. What did you think of that match?
Which match?
Young Bucks and Varsity Blondes.
I enjoyed it. I feel like you are a bit over the Bucks.
I'm not over them. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's always the same. Every time they're in like a major picture, it's the same story.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what this is lead. What this leads to? Do they lose the titles to Mox? Or do they,
I think so?
You think that's where they're gonna go with this?
Yeah. And apparently, right. I guess they're coming out with Wild Thing from now on.
That's a tag. But can you imagine the crowd? It's going to sing along with that. It's going to be awesome.
I think last week they used the Trox version. This week they used another version. I hope next week they use like the Tone Loc version.
Oh, I want the Tone Loc version.
All right. So we got 10 minutes, right?
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about Dynamite next week? Do you want to talk about Double or Nothing? Or do you want to do Q&A?
Let's do quick. Dynamite, it's on Friday next week due to the NBA playoffs. TNT Championship, Miro versus Dante Martin. Mm. Hangman Page versus Joey Janela. Great. I don't know how long Joey Janela's staying there. Cody Rhodes and Anthony Ogogo weigh in. Jade Cargill open challenge. Eva Luna with Stu Grayson versus Scorpio Sky and Ethan Page.
It's going to be a good match.
Inner Circle celebration of their finest moments.
That's funny.
Darby Allin versus Cesar Bonini. Orange Cassidy, response to Kenny Omega, celebration of Sheeta's first and a celebration of Sheeta's first anniversary as women's champion, an announcement for the buy-in for Double or Nothing. And then so far for Double or Nothing, we have Kenny Omega versus Orange Cassidy versus Pac for the AEW World Championship, Sheeta versus Britt Baker for the Women's Championship, Young Bucks versus Eddie Kingston, John Moxley, Tag Team Championship, Cody Rhodes, Anthony Ogogo, Sting, and Darby Allin versus Scorpio Sky and Ethan Page. This will be an in-ring match, not cinematic. Pinnacle versus Inner Circle, Stadium Stampede match, Miro versus Lance Archer, TNT title, Casino Battle Royal for a future AEW World Championship match.
That's a good pay-per-view, man.
Yeah, very solid pay-per-view. Guys, submit your questions in the chat room. We will do our best to answer them. This is your chance to ask away. So let's begin.
All right. Alan asks, did you guys buy that Undertaker NFT?
No.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. Why? Is it going for like $200 million right now?
Non-fungible taker.
Non-fungible taker?
John Gorman asks, do you main event Double or Nothing with the Inner Circle match or Kenny, Pac, and Orange Cassidy?
I would do Kenny and Pac Orange, right? Because that's your world title.
Yeah. I feel like they're going to take a step back and it's going to be the Inner Circle Pinnacle.
Okay. I mean, I could do that.
Also, Andrew, do you know if the Dynamite after Double or Nothing is full capacity?
That's a wonderful question that I don't have an answer to because I haven't even thought of it.
Also, This guy's loading up in one sentence.
Good, send him on.
Is it crazy that Max Caster was part of the awful Bobby Lashley sisters segment from Raw back in 2017?
You know what? I totally forgot about that stupid segment, and I forgot that was... I can't believe Bobby Lashley's been there for this long. When did he go back?
2016?
No.
Yeah.
5 years. No, maybe 2017.
Yeah, you think so? I want to say 2016 you know what? Early 2017, because his first feud was Sami Zayn, right?
First feud with Sami Zayn. He returned on April 9th, 2018. Yeah.
All right. It's also funny seeing like footage of like a lot of AEW guys as like extras or like backstage talent, especially the MJF getting shoved into the wall by Samoa Joe.
Yeah.
Scar Happy asks, do you think the UK or the UAE will get a live WWE event this year or next?
Saudi Arabia for sure.
They're going back to the Saudis.
They're going back to Saudi Arabia. That's happening this year.
Crazy.
Yeah. Where else did he say?
UK.
I don't think the UK is getting it, but I definitely know that Saudi Arabia is getting it.
All right. Mark L asks, what do you think is the percentage that NJPW is actually considering Kenny for the title?
I have no idea. I would say if there was an opportunity that would benefit them business-wise, yeah, hell yeah, you want Kenny Omega because he's the big, he's bigger than all your top names right now as far as as a recognized person. Well, and eventually he'll have to lose a title, so whoever he loses to will get a lot of publicity for it.
They'll get made.
Yeah, but it'll be Okada that beats him, or it'll be someone that's already made, which doesn't matter, you know?
Well, I think it's good in terms of, like, if they do the caveat of, like, let's put... This is such, like, out of left field. This is, like, not even anything. But it would be cool if they were like, let's put this title back on Kenny, right? With the caveat of, like, he's got to wear it every week on TV.
I don't know. I don't know where he stands with New Japan. It's weird right now. You know, like, I think Japan is in, you know, this is a big hit to them with Ospreay. And
with everything that's going on over there, too.
It's, you know, the Olympics are happening. They're having a COVID issue. They're returning back, right? When did they return? This month? A couple days.
Yeah.
With shows. But I don't know.
What if it's Kota Ibushi that takes it off of him if they go that route?
I think that'd be cool.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Who will the 21st participant be of the Casino Battle Royal?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Is anybody's contract like up in time for that?
I could probably figure it out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's.
Can you imagine? Is Daniel Bryan?
Oh, I'd love that. Punk. There's a lot of Punk speculation.
A lot, yeah.
There's a lot of Punk speculation, but there always is.
It's been going on for years.
I also feel like there's a lot of Rob Van Dam speculation.
Where's he going?
WWE, probably, because they're doing like an Icons thing with him.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
That guy, his career would have gone such a different path if he wasn't in that car with Sabu.
God, dude. I think that goes for like a lot of guys who are like, wrong place, wrong time. That would be a good episode to do, like wrong place, wrong time guys.
Yeah.
Let's see. Is NXT Evolve still happening? Do you think they should move out of the Capitol Wrestling Center?
NXT Evolve is supposed to still happen. Mm-hmm. I could probably find out when they're planning on doing it. I think I was told what the plan was. I don't remember. I'll find out. I'll find out for next week.
Let's see. We have... Jonzo's editing as we're speaking.
Okay,
right now,
sorry.
So. Tim Anger, should Rich or myself have something on our end, my end of the WrestleMania bet?
What was the WrestleMania bet?
I think you were going to eat something.
If what happened?
I forgot. I think you were going to eat like a shirt, or you were going to let me shoot you with a t-shirt cannon. I forget.
I can't remember what it was. We have so many of those.
Can I still shoot you with a t-shirt cannon?
Yeah, sure. Sure.
Let's see.
What else do we have here? Jonzo says, is this the best Rich has looked since the pandemic? He looks effing beautiful. Also, talk about Dark Side of the Ring Collision in Korea is tonight.
Thanks, Papa Johnson.
Yeah, I'm curious how they're going to tell the story because I've heard... I don't believe any of the stories from that thing because everybody carnies you about it.
Yeah.
I'm curious how the story is told because really, it's like, okay, they did a show in Korea. That was put on by Inoki.
It was North Korea.
It was North Korea, yeah.
So, a little dangerous.
A little dangerous.
But apparently, like, this show was the record holder of people in attendance.
155,000?
190,000.
190,000.
So they almost had like...
Yeah, but they had guns to the back of their heads, you know? They had to go.
So, yeah. So like, there's a lot of like speculation. I'm really excited to watch that one because like, you know, like the teaser that they released was Bischoff doing his Hogan impression, you know, like,
brother, I don't think I'm going to make it there,
because they wanted Hogan a headline.
Well,
and Bischoff was like, well, if you can't get Hogan, who else are you going to get? And they cut to like Flair. Friggin' Ric Flair.
Well, you know, Muhammad Ali was there and a bunch of other athletes, like NBA athletes, like a bunch of other athletes were there as ambassadors. It's going to be interesting. I'm curious because it never got any kind of attention here.
We got time for two more.
All right, let's do it.
Did you notice on the Slammiversary teaser that Samoa Joe was shown?
Yes.
Do you think that means anything?
Possibly.
Last question, which I think is a good way to end the show. Do you think Nick Gage is going to show up on AEW anytime soon?
No.
I think he will.
I don't know, man. It's not my style. That's why I don't talk about it.
I think, yes, just going by the odds where nobody knew who Eddie Kingston was and we're like, who's this guy? You know? He looks like a pack of Newports.
I'll tell you, though.
And then he outshined every single person that TNT belt and they signed him,
but
right?
Eddie Kingston is so much better than Nick
I know
Gage.
It's not our style, but I do think once they get closer to that GCW date, it's gonna happen.
I'm curious.
Mox gets attacked by an already bloody Nick Gage,
already bleeding everywhere with glass
plus shards. he was on the Dark Side of the Ring with the Nick Gage one. Did you watch that?
I have yet to watch it.
It's good. I was trying to relax like one day last week and my wife was like, I don't want to watch this. This is depressing.
It's some of them I put on when Jess is around, and other ones, like, she loved the Pillman one. She thought it was such a tragic story.
Yeah.
She thought it was done well, but some of the other ones, like, I don't know. I'm going to watch it, obviously. I'm not a tremendous fan of the deathmatch stuff like that.
Me neither.
Like, no, I'm talking about the old school deathmatch stuff I absolutely love. Like, the new stuff, it's too much.
Yeah.
It's too much gore.
Yeah.
All right, guys, that's it. Oh, fifth generation Carney. Any word on NXT Mexico? I don't have any word on NXT Mexico. I have no idea. That's everything. All that expansion stuff internationally is on hold. So, this looked good. Bronson Reed. I'm looking at this right now. Ending NXT. I have it on right now. All right, guys, that's it for this week. Obviously, throughout the week, we're going to be breaking some more news. Follow us. Instagram. Matt Men Podcast on Instagram, Matt Men Podcast on Facebook, Matt Men Podcast on Twitter. BTC Rich for Rich, all things Rich. Follow him, Andrew Zarian on Twitter. Also, BTC 2.0, Rich's podcast about comic books.
Yes, sir. I'm skipping this week, but next week I'll be back with an interesting interview that I'm very happy about.
Awesome. Yeah. All right, guys. See you next time. Take care.
Later.